Hello, good evening. My name is Rich. Hi, good evening. My name is Richard. I'm calling from Opinion Research. We're calling with a public opinion survey about Phoenix. I'm not selling anything, and I'm not asking you for your no donation. Can you please help me out with a couple of minutes of your time so I can conduct the survey?
Yes.
Okay. First of all, is this Ms. Victoria Clark?
Yes.
Okay. And do you currently live in Phoenix, Arizona right now?
I do.
Okay. All right, ma'am. And generally speaking, do you think that things in Phoenix are going in the right direction, or do you feel things that have gotten off to the on the wrong track?
Are you being political?
Generally speaking.
I think things are fine.
You think they're in the right direction?
I think they are fine.
Okay. All right. And I would like to ask you some questions about the Levine area of Phoenix. This area lies south of the Salt River, north of South Mountain Park, west of the 27th Avenue, and east of the Gila River in the community. Going forward, I'm going to refer to this area as Levine. Is that definition clear, or do you need me to read where the Levine area is again, ma'am?
That is Levine, yes.
Oh, okay. All right. And can I ask you a question, ma'am? What's the year of the date that you were born?
The year what?
Just the year of your date you're born. The year you were born.
1969.
This is just to make sure that I'm speaking with a person over the 18 years of old, ma'am. And are you or is anyone in your household of Hispanic or Latino descent?
No.
No? Okay. And do you consider yourself to be white, African-American or black, Hispanic or Latino, Asian or Pacific Islander, multiracial, or another race that's not listed here?
Another race.
Okay. And overall, how would you describe the quality of life in Levine? Excellent, good, just fair, or poor?
Fair.
Okay. And next, ma'am, I'm going to read to you a list of things that people say would improve the quality of life in Levine. Please rate each item on a scale from 1 to 5, where 1 means that it would do very little to improve the quality of life, and 5 means that it would do a lot to improve the quality of life. You can use any number from 1 to 5. The higher the number, the more it would improve the quality of life in Levine. Better public transportation options. How would you rate that, ma'am?
I think 5. 5.
Thank you. What about more good paying jobs?
Definitely 5.
More dining and entertainment options?
5.
What about more parks and recreational opportunities?
Absolutely 5.
Okay. And what about more shops and retail stores or commercial spaces for businesses?
Absolutely.
Okay. What about better streets and road maintenance?
5.
And the last one, more affordable housing options to rent or buy?
5.
Thank you. And in terms of your job status, ma'am, are you employed, unemployed, but looking for work, retired, a student, or a homemaker?
I'm employed.
Thank you. And would you say that there are too many, too few, or about the right amount of businesses that employ people who work in trades, warehouses, retail, and restaurants in Levine?
I would say too few.
Too few. Thank you. And thinking about businesses in your area, would you say that there are too many, too few, or about the right amount of businesses that employ office workers and other corporate professionals in Levine?
Also too few.
Too few. Okay. And thinking about commercial development, I'm going to read to you a list of different kinds of stores and businesses. For each, please tell me yes or no if you would like to see more of that kind of business in Levine. Dollar stores and discount chains.
I would like to see more.
Yes, strongly I mean, would you like to see more of the dollar stores in Laveen? Yes, strongly. Yes, somewhat, or no?
Yes, strongly.
Okay. What about home goods stores and other retail stores like Target?
Absolutely, yes.
Yes, strongly?
Strongly, yes.
Okay. What about grocery stores and supermarkets, ma'am?
Yes, strongly.
Okay. What about doctors' offices and hospitals?
Absolutely, yes. Strongly.
Thank you. What about restaurants, bars, and entertainment venues?
Yes, strongly.
Thank you.
There's nothing over here. So I'm going to say strongly for everything.
Okay. All right. Okay, ma'am. And in your own words, what type of stores and businesses would you most like to see more of in Laveen? In your own words.
More restaurants.
More restaurants?
Quality restaurants. Yeah.
More quality restaurants?
Yes.
Okay. What else, ma'am?
Yes. I would like to see more libraries.
You said a library?
Yeah.
Okay.
Mhm. And I would like to see more shopping areas.
More shopping centers?
Yes, more shopping centers.
Okay, thank you. And switching gears a bit, ma'am, how much of a problem is the availability of housing in Laveen? That is to say, the number of houses, condominiums, or apartments that are available for available to buy or rent. Is housing availability a very big problem, a fairly big problem, a moderate problem, a slight problem, or not a problem at all?
I would say moderately a problem.
A moderate problem? Okay. And how much of a problem is housing affordability in Laveen? That is to say, how much it costs to buy or rent a home. Is housing affordability a very big problem, a fairly big problem, a moderate problem, a slight problem, or not a problem at all?
Very big.
Very big problem?
Mm-hmm.
Thank you. Now, still thinking about the residential development, I'm going to read to you a list of different kinds of housing. For each, please tell me no or yes if you would like to see more of that kind of housing in Laveen. Housing options for seniors.
More.
Yes, strongly. Yes, somewhat, or no?
Yes, strongly. Sorry.
Thank you, ma'am. And townhouses or attached homes?
Yes, strongly.
Thank you. Multifamily housing like apartments or condominiums?
Yes, strongly.
And my last one is single-family detached homes.
Yes, strongly.
Thank you, ma'am. And ma'am, how long have you lived in Phoenix? Less than 5 years, 5 to 10 years, 11 to 20 years, or more than 20 years?
11 to 20. Well, can you give me those options again?
Sure. Less than 5 years, 5 to 10 years, 11 to 20 years, more than 20 years.
11 to 20 years.
Thank you, ma'am. And do you currently own your home, rent your home, or are you living with friends or family?
I own my home.
Thank you, ma'am. And I'm going to read you some proposals to address housing costs and options in Laveen. Please tell me whether you oppose or favor each one. The first proposal is to repurpose or replace empty stores and commercial properties with new housing. Do you strongly favor, you somewhat favor, somewhat oppose, or strongly oppose?
To replace empty retail properties.
I can't read it for you again, ma'am. Repurpose?
Yeah.
Okay, I'll read it for you again. Repurpose or replace empty stores and commercial properties with new housing.
Yes. Strongly, whatever, yes.
Strongly, you favor strongly, okay.
Yes.
What about repurpose or replace parking lots with new housing?
Strongly. Strongly, yes.
Strongly a favor?
Yes.
Okay. Change zoning laws to allow for the construction of more apartment buildings.
Strongly, yes. Favor.
Okay. All right. What about change zoning laws to allow for the construction of more multifamily housing like townhomes, duplexes, and triplexes?
Repeat that?
Sure. Would change zoning laws to allow for the construction of more multifamily housing like townhomes, duplexes, and triplexes? Do you strongly favor, somewhat favor, somewhat opposed?
Strongly favor.
Okay. And the last one here. Okay. And the last one here, ma'am, is change zoning laws to allow a mix of single family homes, townhouses, and apartments and condominiums in the same neighborhood.
I strongly favor.
Thank you. All right. And let me see right here, ma'am. All right. And finally, I would like to ask you a few questions for statistical purposes. What is the last year of schooling that you have completed, ma'am?
My bachelor's degree.
I'm sorry, bachelor?
Yes.
Okay. And what is your annual household income? Just stop me when I get to the right amount, please. Less than 25, 25,000 into 50,000, 50,000 to 75,000, 75,000 to 100,000, 100,000 to...
Stop.
Okay. 75 to 100?
Mm-hmm.
Thank you. And finally, ma'am, strictly for verification purposes by my supervisor, can I just please have your first name?
Victoria.
Victoria. Thank you. Okay, Victoria, this concludes our survey for today. Thank you very much for your participation, and you have a blessed evening, okay, ma'am?
You do as well, sir.
Thank you, ma'am. Have a good day.
You too. Bye-bye.